now, Adventures in Odyssey.
Testing. This is Alex Jefferson. Test. 1, 2, 3. Hello, everyone, in Mrs. Martin's careers class. I am now standing in the lobby of the local TV station for my assignment. For the next 30 minutes, you'll hear exactly what I hear. BTV is part of a telethon, and Mr. Walton said... Oh, there he is.
Small cuts, just to save money.
Mr. Walton is talking to the station manager, Guy Feldstein, just outside a large door. There is a sign that says Main Studio. I think this is where BTV is produced.
Hey, Alex.
Hi, Mr. Walton.
Budget cuts, Bernard. We've all made our sacrifices to keep the station going. Literally. Yeah, I'm using the trunk of my car to store the station's videotapes.
So what are you using the tape library for?
I'm renting it out as office space.
Oh.
You'll be fine. Remember, Bernard, quality but cheap. That is, until this telethon pans out, literally. Speaking of which, I had some ideas for you. What about doing a sketch about where you use subtle symbolism to represent the struggling TV station? Maybe an object lesson where you show a TV about to be crushed by a giant falling anvil?
Look, Mr. Feldstein, could you give me some of your ideas later? We've done this show for a long time, and we know what we're doing. We're professionals.
Oh, Mr. Walton, thank heaven you've arrived.
Oh, hey, look, Bugs. Hey, can I run the switcher? Come on, I studied the TV production handbook for hours to prepare for today.
Actually, Wooten, I'm running the switcher.
Bernard, can we go over the entire script of the show in the next couple minutes? I think we could change the order to make it more exciting.
If all of you will kindly stop talking so that I can speak clearly to Mr. Walton.
Please. I'm the director of the show, Mr. Blackard, and I'm directing you to hold on for a minute.
Connie, if my name is...
What's the topic of today's show?
Unity.
Mr. Walton is now experiencing bitter irony.
Oh, be quiet.
Oh, hey, look, Mandy, I can run the buttons. Let me show you.
No, Wooten, not that one.
Here we go.
Oh, hi there. Welcome to Odyssey. I'm John Avery Whittaker, but most folks around here call me Whit. Why don't you get the whole family together and join us for another exciting adventure in Odyssey?
Ready to bring in graphic. Okay, now bring in graphic.
Hi, and welcome to this very special edition of BTV. Today, we're talking about unity. What is unity? Well...
All right, stand by camera one. Take camera one. Camera one is up. Good job, Mandy.
Thank you.
I'm now in the control room. BTV is beginning. Connie is directing the show. Mandy is at a very large board with lots of buttons. I think she's called the technical director.
We are all part of one body. We all need each other.
Wooten is jogging around, memorizing his lines for the show, and Mr. Feldstein is pacing nervously in the corner. Mr. Walton...
Alex?
Yes?
Could you go get Edwin and Shakespeare from the green room? It's almost time for their first sketch.
All right.
Thank you.
I'm now walking down the hall to the green room, where the actors wait before they go into the studio. Due to budget cuts, the green room doubles as the first stall in the men's room.
Shakespeare, I should be practicing for my soliloquy, not perusing a second-rate studio sketch script in a bathroom stall!
Mr. Blackard?
Pardon me, whoever you are.
Alex.
Oh, yes, Alex. Well, Alex, can't you see that I'm venting my frustration? I can't be disturbed right now.
But you're on soon.
Oh. Well, very well. Come along, Shakespeare.
Coming, sir.
It's insulting. Look at this, Shakespeare. I have only one line in the first sketch. Who wouldn't be angry about getting an uncredited bit part on a low-class local television show?
I'm gonna be on television. Woo, baby, I better have...
And be the aspirin, Shakespeare.
Yes, sir.
They're headed off to the studio just down the hall. I'm going back into the control room.
Oh, Connie, you you have a headset. Hey, that's just like Dr. Icabodian, Power Boy issue 72. Can I put it on direct? I read a whole book about direct, and I don't really have anything to do right now.
Sorry, Wooten, that's my job. You have another job, right?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Ready to cue, did you know? Hey, Alex, are Edwin and Shakespeare in there?
Yep.
Good. Go.
And now it's time for Did You Know?
Bernard, here's the IFB.
The what?
IFB. For the next segment?
Looks like an earpiece to me.
That's what it is. Just put it in your ear and I'll read your next segment to you. It's way better than cue cards.
Just what we need around here. Another techno gizmo to blow up when we least expect it. And I'll have this one in my ear.
Bernard, just put it on.
All right. I'll put it on.
Good. Once Did You Know finishes, we have a segment on tape, and then it's you.
Where is that tape?
Mr. Feldstein brought it in. Would you get it, Alex? Box by the door?
Sure.
Ready, camera two? Take camera two.
Connie?
What?
I think we may have a slight problem.
What happened?
Looks like it melted.
How?
Mr. Feldstein said he kept the tapes in the trunk of his car.
But that tape's on in a few seconds. What do we do?
Oh, hey, Connie, I can do something. I'll do improvisational theater. I studied all about it with Mr. Blackheart.
There's another tape here, Connie. Did he make a backup copy?
That's gotta be it. Put it in quick. Roll it. 3, 2, 1, and we're in.
The community of Gumbo Farmers proudly presents Welcome to the Fascinating World of Okra.
What?
Uh-oh.
Okra is an herbaceous, shrub-like, dicotyledonous annual plant.
That's not the right tape. It must be left over from the cooking show.
I don't believe this.
Oh, cool. I never knew that okra was dicotyledonous.
I'll stop the tape.
No, we can't stop in the middle. People will know we made a mistake.
You think they'll believe that okra is a part of unity?
Well, we can transition out of it.
Like how?
I'll do it.
This is Bernard's job, Wooten.
It is?
Get in the studio. You have the IFB.
You mean the earpiece?
Yes. Well, we'll think of something for you to say.
Go on! All right.
Okay, guys, what can we have him say?
The segment's almost over, Connie.
Begin fade. Guys, anything!
You're on your own, Connie.
Take camera one, quick. And bring up lights on Bernard. All right, Bernard, follow me. Just like okra. Sometimes it's difficult
sometimes
to grow together. Growing up close to a bunch of other plants is difficult. But we need unity to get us through it, even in the tough times.
Whoa, good job, Connie.
Thank you. I meant that. Bring up music, quick.
Let's bring up the topic of music. It's a good comparison to unity. I mean, if you're in an orchestra, you can't just go off doing your own thing, getting really loud.
Is the music too loud?
Too late. Just go to commercial. Thank heavens.
Is there anyone who doesn't need a disco, another gizmo, to patch it through their radio?
Tired of eating that cold sandwich for a quick lunch? Microwave it with Superwatch.
Connie.
I'm sorry. Wooten said good job, and I said thank you.
Yeah, well, that's it for the gizmos on this show. What's after commercial?
Almost time for my pledge presentation.
Yeah, you're next.
Great.
Oh, hey, can I be part of your pledge thingy? I watched 6 whole hours of a pledge drive last night to learn all about them.
Sorry, that's my job. Alex, you're the assistant on this show, right?
Well, kinda.
I'd like to read our pledge total at the next break. Could you go to the call-in room and get that for me?
Sure. I'm now walking to the call-in room. It also doubles as a broom closet due to budget cuts. This is an exciting moment. Hundreds of people from all around Odyssey are calling in, even as we speak, to save this station.
Looks like there's a lull in the calls.
There's a sign here. The grand pledge total is... Ooh, that's bad. I guess I'll head back to the control room.
Ready, camera two? Take camera two.
The phones are ringing off the hook. Literally. We can't keep them on there. Now, ordinarily on our phone-a-thons, we give away overpriced items to you viewers who pledge money. Today, we're not doing that. Instead, we're giving you a good, firm attaboy. Now listen, Fred.
All right, looks like he's almost done. Edwin, we're just about ready for your soliloquy.
Very well. Here's the sheet music as background for my segment.
Sheet music? We already have something on tape.
Oh, that other piece wasn't moving enough. This one will show the depth of my dramatic skills.
Why didn't you tell us before?
You never know when your creative muse will speak, Connie. There's a piano out there. Just find someone to play it. Now, if you'll excuse me, I need to take my position.
Can anyone here play the piano?
Oh, sure, I can do that.
Can you really?
Yeah, I play for Mrs. Randolph's horse all the time.
What?
What's the only way I'll fall asleep?
Whatever, here's the music.
Oh, I can't play this.
You have to play something.
Oh, I know just the thing.
Just go, we're on in like 5 seconds.
Oh, boy.
Okay, ready to bring in theme?
Thank you for your incredibly gracious support. And now back to BTV.
Bring in theme. Bring up the mics and cue Edwin.
Ladies and gentlemen, unity is a concept so fleeting and wonderful that perhaps only William Shakespeare can express it well. Now, hear the tragic description of a unity broken.
Ready to cue Wooten on the piano.
Sonnet number 113.
Cue Wooten.
Since I left you, mine eye is in my mind.
What is that?
That's not the right music, is it?
I don't think so.
Should we stop him?
Oh, why bother?
Seems seeing, but effectually is out. Oh, do-do-da-day.
Turn the speaker down and go to break, would you, Mandy?
Sure thing.
The indignity, the depravity, oh, the humanity.
Sir, it's all right.
No, it isn't, Shakespeare. I'll be scarred for life, I tell you. I'll be in my trailer.
You haven't got a trailer, sir.
Your story is right after this segment, Bernard.
All right.
Mr. Walton, for this injustice, I demand that you change my part in the final sketch. I need more lines.
Well,
can we play that part about okra again?
I think we need to scrap the last segment, Bernard. The show's already overtime, and I don't think we should risk it.
You can't cancel the last segment. That's your only chance to make up for my horrible lack of starring role.
Well, hey, how about a feature on rutabagas? I could narrate it. Can I do that? I've read all about
Mr. Walton, the buttons are sticking on the switcher. Work! Work!
So glad you've got some spare time. We need to talk.
Yeah, why not? What's one more distraction?
Perfect! Listen, we need to lose the lights in the control room.
Why?
Budget, Bernard. We have to keep this thing quality but cheap.
But the lights?
Look, you can either have the cameras or the lights. Take your pick.
Excuse me, Mr. Whoever you are, but Mr. Walton hasn't finished with me yet.
Here's some candles for you. I'm turning the lights off.
Bernard, it's almost time.
Don't trip over the extension cords in the studio.
What?
You know what? Bernard really has to get back on stage now.
All right, everyone, hold it. Now, I'm tired of this chaos. Straighten up, for goodness sakes.
What's that?
Can you hold cue cards, Alex?
Sure, I think.
Come on, Alex.
Bernard, 15 seconds.
Let's get out there. It's impossible to find good help these days. Hopeless to work with them.
Here it comes, guys.
Unity is a tough concept for a lot of people, but God commands us to work on it. So how do we achieve unity as Christians?
What's that smell?
Well, Romans 12 gives us a guide.
Smoke.
Verse 10
fire.
Tells us to be devoted to one another.
Not my cape.
Will you excuse me for a moment?
Quiet back there!
Anyway, as I was saying, when we work together as Christians, the reward for our unity is...
Turn the sprinklers off!
You know, I'm not sure if I should be talking about unity right now. We haven't been the best example of it today, and I get so frustrated when things go like this. When we started BTV, I was a janitor with a squeegee. And, well, I'm still a janitor with a squeegee, but I'm also a person that has been changed by this show and the wonderful people God teamed me with. I'll tell you what, that makes me want to work all the harder as part of this team to do something worthwhile. Now, we need to take a break right now. I'll pull things together. We'll be back right after this. Come on, Alex.
Right behind you. Good job, by the way.
Well, thanks.
BTV is brought to you by Joe's Lumberyard.
Great job, Mr. Walton.
Well, thanks. So what's after the commercial, Connie?
The big finale, the body parts story.
Right.
Let's see, we got the brain, the eye, the mouth.
All right, well, let's get ready, Mr. Feldstein.
Steen,
can you help out in the control room?
Sure.
All right, Wooten, you'll come in toward the end?
No problemo, Bernardo.
Right. Shakespeare, Alex, Mandy, you're in the studio with me. Are you ready for your parts?
Oh,
sure, Mr. Walton.
Ready when you are.
Edwin?
As ready as one can be to play a foot.
Right. Oh, and one more thing. Lord, help us to really work together on this last skit. Help us to show your unity. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Let's go.
All right. Cool.
Just imagine it, a man of my acting stature reduced to a foot.
Really? You're much taller than that, sir.
Yeah, but you know.
Step lively. Excuse me.
Quiet, everybody.
This is Tom Brokejaw reporting for Eyewitness News. I'm here at the historic Body Parts War Room, where the body parts have gathered for an historic street crossing this afternoon. However, the debate is suddenly heated. Several body parts are threatening to walk out. Let's listen in.
Members of this distinguished body, Mr. Ear will now address us.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Brain. All right, now, folks, listen up. We know very well we've got this important street crossing mission, and it could very well be dangerous. Now, that's why it's high time for fresh leadership. The ears. Oh.
Now, hold on.
The chair recognizes Miss I.
The way I see it, this body should follow our vision. The eyes are the only ones with foresight, hindsight, and insight. And so I move that the eyes be put in charge of crossing the street. All in favor? The eyes have it.
Sit down, Miss I. Mr. Foot.
Well, it's quite obvious, ain't it? We're the ones who carry the weight around here. Without us, you guys would be nowhere.
He knows what he's talking about. He is right.
Mr. Bellybutton.
And where, I ask you, would the world be today without belly buttons?
Thank you, Mr. Bellybutton. The Brain now recognizes...
Excuse me, Mr. Brain, but I've had just about enough of all these formalities. Let's cross the street with the ears in charge.
You can't just interrupt the Brain like that.
Oh, says who?
Says I. And besides, we've all had an earful of you already.
Well, then, let's just see how the body can cross without us ears. We're out of here.
I'm walking back to the control room now to change costumes.
Why is the audio all garbled up like that? Mr. Feldstein?
Hang on, I know.
What is it?
Well, it looks like the clocking is wrong.
What do you mean?
Well, is it locking to optical or spediff? Or maybe it's TDIF. All you have to do is dither it back down to 44.1.
Ow.
Or you could resync the time code to your master clock source. Of course, it'll need to be 39, Rob.
Of course.
So you just take your digital patch cord and you run it from your AES out to your digital in and...
Oh, like I've never heard that one before.
It's fixed.
Right. Thanks.
Wow, Wooten. Guess you read up on audio cables, too.
Nah, just heard that someplace.
Okay, Alex, ready to go back to the studio?
Yep.
Go ahead. Wooten, you too.
All right. You nervous, Alex?
Only a little.
Oh, come on. You were the best belly button ever. I have new respect.
Order! Order! The chair now recognizes Mr. Greyhair. Oh.
Members of the body, please listen to me. When I was young, believe it or not, I went on a wild hare. I actually became a member of the notorious Cowlicks. Yeah, those were my bad hair days. Sadly, most of my generation was cut off, save for me, because I learned something. We are all parts of one body. We all need each other. We must stand together to complete our mission.
Thank you, Mr. Grayhair. Oh, did you have something to say about our leadership, Mr. Nose?
Well, I was going to ask you all to pick me. But let's face it, Mr. Grayhair is right. Look what the Bible says. God has arranged the parts in the body, every one of them, just as he wanted them to be. So I move that we keep our head and that we learn once again to work together.
I second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye!
And there's the vote. The body keeps its head in a vote that has won by a hair, or a nose, or maybe... I interrupt myself to bring you an update. The body has successfully crossed the street, thanks to the teamwork of all the members. The brain is about to make a statement.
Members of this distinguished body, I must congratulate you on successfully completing the task. Let's give ourselves a hand.
How about two hands?
Looks like that's all from here. This has been Tom Brokejaw, CMRI.
Well, looks like that's it for this edition of BTV. We'll see you next time.
That was great, guys.
Let's give everyone a round of applause.
Yeah. Good night. Hey, calm down, everyone. Calm down.
Mr. Feldstein?
I have a very important announcement to make about the phone-a-thon.
Oh, really? What's going on? What is
it? I just heard the total for today.
And
it looks like...
Yeah?
Yes?
A big donor just gave us enough to save the station!
Oh, cool. So Bernard's speech really did the trick, huh?
Well...
our last sketch really inspired them.
Actually...
I know. It was my terrific soliloquy in the face of adversity.
No. It was the Gumbo Farmers of America. They sent their okra video to every station in the country, and we were the only ones to give them airtime.
Oh, I knew that okra video was cool.
Well, I think this is a cause for celebration anyway. Let's all have a glass of water.
Make mine with ice.
Sorry, Bernard. We had to turn off the water. Literally.
Bring on the okra. Well, maybe we can go to the woods and get...
Yeah, but you know...
It looks like the show is over, and I'm almost out of tape. This is Alex Jefferson, signing off.
Well, even if Bernard's speech didn't save the TV station, I still think they all learned an important lesson found in Psalm 133. How good and how pleasant it is for brothers to dwell together in unity. Hey, did that body part skit at the end sound familiar to you? If it did, that's because it's based on an illustration in 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Check it out, and you'll learn even more about unity and a different kind of body. The body of Christ. Adventures and Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. BTV, Behind the Scenes, was written by Nathan Hubler and John Fornoff and directed by Marshall Younger. Our vocal talent included Earl Bowen, Corey Burton, Ari Curzon, Jess Harnell, Katie Lee, Dave Madden, and Travis Tedford. Our sound designer was Jonathan Crow, and our producers were Marshall Younger and Bob Hoos. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.